A word for you from Matthew chapter 1 verses 22 and 23. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. The gospel is wonderful. Doesn't it excite you when you think of this nativity which we're looking at and the gospel message contained even before Jesus was born? What was conceived in Mary was not through sin, but through the Holy Spirit. It was the seed of God, so to say, in her. And Joseph, who had thought about putting her away, he was confused and disappointed. But he didn't even obey the Old Testament law, which was to shame her and perhaps have her stoned. Instead, he surpassed that because it says in chapter 1 he was a just man, a righteous man. But the Holy Spirit surpassed even that. And when he came to speak to Joseph in a dream through an angel speaking about Mary being with child and that it is of God, and you, Joseph, shall call his name Jesus, for you'll save his people from their sins, then he refers to Scripture, that which Joseph was familiar with. He knew the Scripture as a humble man, as a man who was perhaps not that literate like the Pharisees, but he knew the Scriptures, and God reminded him of the Scriptures. Let this nativity time be a time where God reminds us of what he has written. For God works according to his own word. That's why the Lord Jesus later on was to say that not a dot or iota will pass away. God will fulfill his word. Are you busy with his word, with the Scriptures, bringing life in you? And then this glorious verse about the Lord Jesus, fulfilling what God had said in the Old Testament, and that his name will be called Emmanuel. Now the verse before it has just said his name will be called Jesus. Well, it's because Jesus is so great that there are many names for us to identify him, and which God has given us. And this one is God with us. Yes, we don't have to reach up to him as religions do, but instead God has reached down to us. And that's why we can say that through the Lord Jesus, God is with us.